Montana's Redistricting Commission has released proposed maps for Montana's two new congressional seats. The commission's independent nature could foster cooperation across party lines during this process. The Montana Districting and Apportionment Commission is made up of two members chosen by Republican leaders, two by Democratic leaders, and a chair chosen by the Montana Supreme Court. In most states, the legislature takes on the task of redrawing voting districts. Zuri Moreno with Fairmaps Montana says that often means partisan politics overshadow the process.
This independent commission is offering us this rare sight at a decision-making body that's prioritizing collaboration and data and Montana communities over single-party politics. And I think that it's those single-party politics that we would see if partisan entities were in charge of making these decisions.
Redistricting has added significance this year because Montana is gaining a second congressional seat. The state has had just one since 1993. The commission has advanced nine proposed plans for the shape of those districts. The public can submit comments on these proposals. The commission's final congressional map hearing is on October 19th. Moreno underscores how important the process of drawing voting maps is for ensuring people's votes count.
Maps that are fair and competitive make sure that candidates are competing for our vote and we get to decide instead of having a map that decides for us.
The commission could propose a final map by the end of the month. Elections for Montana's two U.S. House seats will be in 2022. Montana is among seven states that design commissions for partisan balance and give commissioners the final word for approving districts. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our eight trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.